From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Labor union members, religious activists, and others took to the streets of Washington, D.C. today to protest what they called an abusive health insurance industry. Organizers for the group Healthcare for America now say thousands of people took part in today's march. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was among those addressing the demonstrators, attacking GOP lawmakers for not backing a health care bill.
The Republicans would have you believe that this is a vote about bureaucracy and government intrusion. This is a vote about one thing. Are you for the insurance companies or are you for the American people?
Around 10 protesters who tried to get into a hotel where a group of health insurance companies were meeting were taken away. The demonstrators say they want to hold the industry accountable for high health care costs. Democratic and Republican senators say they found a good deal of consensus today when they met to discuss energy policy with President Obama. More from NPR Scott Horsley.
The White House says lawmakers brought different ideas to the table, but that all were agreed on the need to create a different energy future for the country, one that's less polluting, less dependent on foreign oil, and more likely to create clean energy jobs here at home. Democratic Senator John Kerry's been working with Republican and independent colleagues on a compromise energy bill that could substitute for the cap-and-trade measure passed by the House last year. Prospects for Senate action are far from certain, but Kerry says they're moving quickly.
We're on a very short fuse, and we are now down to dealing with specific language and negotiating with various interested parties.
Republican Lindsey Graham said to be successful, any bill will have to provide both cleaner air and more energy independence. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates toured southern Afghanistan today. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is traveling with the secretary and sent this report from an airbase in Kandahar.
Secretary Gates flew to Kandahar and then down into Helmand province in southern Afghanistan today. He is conducting award ceremonies. He's hearing from his brigade commanders. And most important, he says he's meeting with the troops, trying to get a sense from them of, as he puts it, the ground truth of how the war effort is going here. He is getting as close as he can to the ongoing fighting around the town of Morja. And in Kabul, he's held talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, also with the top general running the war effort in the country. That's General Stanley McChrystal. They are reviewing the progress in the Morja offensive and also looking ahead to what's expected to be the next big fight here in Afghanistan. That will be the fight for Kandahar, expected sometime in the early summer. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Kandahar.
Major stock market indexes closed moderately higher today. Today's higher close comes exactly a year after stocks posted their worst close in more than 12 years. The Dow was up 11 points. The Nasdaq rose 8 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained a point today. This is NPR. Authorities say a Pennsylvania woman who prosecutors say sought to recruit jihadist fighters over the Internet has been charged in a federal indictment. The woman identified as Colleen LaRose is alleged to have agreed to kill a Swedish citizen on orders from terrorists and of traveling to Europe to carry out the killing. The incident doesn't say whether the individual in question was actually killed. Authorities say the case shows how terrorist groups are looking to recruit Americans. They say LaRose, who is in her 40s, lives in suburban Philadelphia. She does not appear to be linked to any organized terror group. A seminal progressive rock group is suing its own label. Lawyers for Pink Floyd and EMI appeared today at the lawsuit's first hearing in London. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports.
The surviving members of Pink Floyd are not happy with how EMI is calculating its royalties for online music sales. And the musicians are angry that the label is splitting up its highly conceptual albums and putting individual tracks online for sale.
Money.
The band's contract was negotiated in 1999, well before iTunes even existed. The contract stipulates that Pink Floyd songs cannot be sold individually. EMI contends that only applies to physical albums, not digital releases. The stakes are high. Pink Floyd's back catalog is the second most lucrative in pop music after the Beatles. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
As part of a long tradition, today First Lady Michelle Obama donated her inaugural gown to the Smithsonian. The gown, a white chiffon by designer Jason Wu, will become part of a new exhibit at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.